This is Ted Kennedy. Government is cutting spending, and it's setting an example by cutting spending on itself first. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, Mike Barber, who listens to us each morning on WHO radio in Des Moines, Iowa, wants Congress to set a good example for reducing the deficit by cutting its own expenses in half, cutting out perks, and cutting foreign aid. President Clinton's plan freezes executive branch pay, reduces personnel, and cuts agency expenses by 14%. Congress has pledged to match those reductions by cutting congressional spending. So we are making cuts, Al. Maybe not as deep as Mr. Barber wants, but they're still substantial. On foreign aid, President Clinton's plan also makes substantial cuts. It saves billions of dollars over the next 4 years and reforms other aid to meet post-Cold War needs. It's still a dangerous world. If we pack up and come home today, we may have to go back tomorrow, Al, at much greater cost.
Pack up and go home? Yeah. Ted, in one breath you say more cuts in foreign aid, but don't cut foreign aid or we'll have to pay more later. Well now, pal, which one is it? Bush at least had a plan to freeze foreign aid, but right now Clinton is cranking up the numbers and repackaging the same Bush freeze as a cut. Wasn't it Dems last year who were blasting the president for proposing only cosmetic freezes on the growth of bureaucracy? Now you Democrats are pushing it as the best thing since sliced bread. Ted, Americans aren't suckered into ever believing that you Democrats are the ones taking the lead on spending cuts. For years, the Republicans have been offering pay cut amendments only to watch Democrats vote them all down. And when it comes to the whole budget, we're the ones beating the drum for more cuts, never you, pal. Imagine, Ted, if we were to place you in charge of spending cuts. Oh, bad idea. Forget I ever mentioned it. Ted Kennedy and I would like to face off on a topic that intrigues you. Send your suggestion to this radio station. I'm Al Simpson on the Mutual Broadcasting System.